Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyro Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And we're going to have a great jam-packed show today. We're going to have some great dear friends coming into the studio. Not only just friends, but a dear fam to me. We're going to have a great young actress and extreme martial artist, second degree martial artist, Paris Bravo, coming into the studio. But before that, we're going to have, we're going to do a couple little plugs again. If you want, hit me up on, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews, back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to hit me up on my social medias, that's at Tyrone Tan Twitter, TYRONETAN as a Nancy, N as a Nancy. Also, if you want an Instagram, that's thanks to the hacker, it's now Tyrone Tan at Tyrone Tan Official. And then also, if you really, really want on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. And then if you want to see our in studio guest photos of our lovely guest of the hour and our guest co-host, Paris Bravo and her family, go to our Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook. Again, that's STAUROS Entertainment over on Facebook. And last but not least, if you like the music we're going to be playing and or you have any questions, comments, that kind of stuff, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. So first off, I just want to welcome everyone here to the new year. It is 2020. Thank you all for joining us. And because it's the new year and this is going to be the first show of the new year, I wanted to make it extra special. So I wanted to bring in some dear friends and I consider them another family to me, is the Bravo family. And before we bring in our main guest, I want to introduce the main guest parents. Who are going to be our guest co-hosts. We always like to rotate our guest co-hosts, and this is going to be their first time here. So I want to welcome Jessica and Tony Bravo.
Hello.
Welcome to Star Wars Entertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio.
Thank you.
UBN. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great. Well, first off, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Also, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And
yes.
Happy holidays to everyone out there. Merry Christmas. And again, Happy New Year's. So first time here. It's finally you guys get to, you guys are here. I know we've been trying to orchestrate this for a while. Mm-hmm. I know Paris's schedule is just way too busy for me. No, I'm teasing. But I know, you know, we've been seeing each other through this year and trying to figure this out. And we finally got to do this. So I'm really, really happy. And like I said, I held off to want to have anyone on until you guys got on here for the first year.
Aww,
I was hoping to try to push this for the
for the
first show kickoff of the new season of the new year. 2020, and I could not have wanted to start it off better than with some dear close friends and family.
So
Jessica Bravo and Tony Bravo. So let's tell on just a little bit about yourselves, if you want. Mm-hmm. Just tell them a little bit about you, Jessica.
I'm Jessica Bravo, which is also known as Paris's mom. also kind of, you know, playing the momager role on top of a working mom, living here in California. Yeah. Definitely have to have, you know, both of us working, but we enjoy the chaos and stress and
that ensues in the entertainment industry.
Yes, and the passion that so many people have out here and the lifelong friends that we've made that have the same goals that we do.
And where are you originally born and raised?
Well, originally I was born at Great Lakes Naval Base. My
Oh, wow.
father was in the Navy and then moved around quite a bit and then ended up in Orlando, Florida after my mom told my father if he did not get her out of the snow,
yeah,
there was going to be a divorce.
Wow.
So daddy quickly found a position within his company down in Orlando.
Wow.
And then, you know, finishing up school and college, and then met my husband at a green light at Dean and 50 in Orlando.
Wow.
In his patrol car.
Wow. Oh, well, let's parlay to now Tony Bravo. Tell us just a little bit about yourself before we bring in the main guest of the hour.
Born and raised in New York City.
New York.
Hey. Yes. Went into the Air Force, was a military police officer in the U.S. Air Force.
Uh-huh.
And that led me to becoming a deputy sheriff in Orlando. Moved there for the job. And funny thing happened while on the job. I had this crazy lady at a green light, and here she is now.
Wow. Wait, was she like breaking any laws? Like, did she run through a red light or anything? No.
What's bad is that because she wasn't doing any of that, I was completely oblivious.
Wow.
Yes, and I saw him at a stoplight, and I noticed he didn't have a wedding band on.
Wow. Oh, wow. And you guys pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Really?
I was looking at my hand on the steering wheel.
So I called the sheriff's office the next
day.
Wow.
No, you did not.
Swear.
Wow.
We have a couple funny stories to tell you. And so I called the non-emergency number, of course, because I didn't want to get in trouble for calling 911.
What?
But he was on fire. So anyway, I then left my name and number, and then he called me the next time he was on duty and said, "Hi, my name's Deputy Tony Bravo, blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "I'm not finding you in my database. Is there a reason why you're calling?" And I said, "Yes, actually, I found you very handsome."
Wow.
And I noticed you didn't have a wedding band on.
Wow.
"And can I take you to lunch this Saturday?" And I said, "Here's my name, my social, and my driver's license number, and the rest is history."
Wow, wow, wow.
Stalk a cop and get a husband.
That's awesome. That's a great story. Yeah, and, it's interesting because I don't know if you can you still do that nowadays, maybe? What do you think, Tony? Do you think if someone did that nowadays, or a little simpler times?
I'll just put it this way. If a guy did it,
yeah,
Yeah, restraining order later in a stalking charge, you know.
That's funny. So what we do? I don't know if you got the memo.
I can hear the memo.
The memo. The memo is that the guests of the hour.
Yes.
We talk about some movie reviews. Now, by any chance, have you guys seen any movies lately?
Well, we just recently watched, before the day it came out, was the Star Wars movie, The Rise of the Skywalker.
Oh, yes.
And
me too. I mean, so
right?
And you saw it, Tony?
Yes, definitely.
So great, great. So we could all talk about
yes.
this. The Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. And you saw this, I'm assuming, with your daughter, Paris.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
She dragged us to see it.
Oh, okay.
No, she meaning Jessica.
Oh, wow.
Dragged us to see
which
it.
Normally, I mean, I'm a Star Wars fan, but not like into it like they are.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, for me to be able to follow the complete storyline, there was actually some comedic moments, some very touching moments, very female Ford roles, being a hero,
yeah,
and that can persevere and be dominant, and showing a side that women can be strong.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool. And as Paris said, out of a 10 out of a 10, we gave it a 15.
Wow.
I mean, it was just that amazing to the point we'd want to see it again.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is a quick little recap here, a little synopsis here. thanks to IMDb. Here it is. Here's Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, rated PG-13. Again, here's a little quick synopsis. Thanks to IMDb. Here it goes. After Palpatine mysteriously returns, the Resistance faces the First Order once more in the final chapter of the Skywalker saga. Directed by the awesome J.J. Abrams, and then written also by, let's give these guys some kudos, screenplay by Chris Terrio, J.J. Abrams, and then story by Derek Connolly, Colin Trevorrow, Chris Terrio, J.J. Abrams, and based on the characters by the awesome and legendary George Lucas. And then starring, you got Daisy Ridley, Oscar Isaac, John Boyega, Adam Driver, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Anthony Daniels, a plethora of Carrie Russell, Naomi Aki, Domhnall Gleeson, Richard E. Grant, man, a great, obviously, Ian McDiarmid, Billy Dee Williams, Greg Grunberg. I mean, a lot of great, awesome people. Kelly Marie Tran. Awesome cast. Mm-hmm. I thought, and Tony, you saw it as well. I agree with you. I loved it. I know there's been a kind of a mixed thing, mm-hmm. but I saw it a couple times as well. And then what did you think, Tony?
Well, first of all, you going through all of that,
yeah.
I could not help but hear in my mind the Imperial March. Dun, 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 dun. While you're reading all of that off, that was awesome. Okay, but as far as the movie itself, I heard a lot of the reviews and a lot of the disappointment. I just think that, first of all, I'm the cynic in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always going to be the cynic in a room. Haven't been a cop before.
Yeah.
And I just refuse to believe that this is the, quote, end.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh. I mean, this is, like, timeless.
Yeah. Well, I think what's going to happen, personally, I mean, I think, obviously, if it's as successful, you know, as it could be, and I think, you know, I mean, it may be a different type of the Star Wars that, you know, like maybe this chapter ends, and then maybe there's like, because like they're having like spinoffs and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I think we may see something. I don't know. Like you said, we thought it was going to end in Return of the Jedi.
Right. Exactly.
And then all of a sudden he got Phantom Menace. And then I remember.
Right. Yep.
And then, you know, the prequel. So, and then I didn't even think these three would come out, you know, so that mm-hmm. was, that's why I think, you never know.
Yeah. I had read somewhere that Lucas, I guess, had envisioned 10 episodes.
Oh, wow.
We're at 9.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that to me is one sign. But the other thing is that, I mean, Disney's done a lot of construction.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of investing. So I don't know. For me, it's not enough. Okay. It's just not. I mean, it's a great movie. And if it is the end, it's a great, great end. But I just, hopefully it's not the end.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So like I said, I grew up with all this. And I've been a fan since kind of day one. So this has really been a very, very big part of my life. And I think that's kind of interesting because that's kind of how we
agreed.
Somewhat mm-hmm. connected a little bit. And we'll go into that a little bit with the Star Wars craze and Paris being one of my, I'll say it here, one of my favorite Rays off the real Ray out there. She does a lot of cosplay. So you recommend it. So for those that have, it's been like number one in the box office for 2 weeks straight already.
Absolutely.
And so you highly recommend it?
Absolutely. Two thumbs up.
Jessica?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I say, I definitely recommend it. I say if you can, check it out. Dolby kind of a theater, mm-hmm. IMAX or whatever. It's a great sound. And like I said, I really, really liked it. So go check it out. Again, that's Star Wars episode nine. Sorry, I'm getting it. Star Wars episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, rated PG-13. Check it out. All right. Now, I don't know if you got the second memo. The second memo, the guest of the hour, find ways, you know, arrange ways to bring in the guest of the hour. So such as you've had people, you know, sometimes we'll bring people in on, limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, whatever. I mean, did you guys by any chance, I know this is, for the people that don't know, your daughter coming into the studio, by any chance, did you guys arrange a way to bring in your daughter, or do I have to go to Plan B? To bring in our guest of the hour.
Well, if traffic's really bad, can we get a chopper for her?
Well, we can, but you know what I did? Because here's my thing. Tony, I'm sure you look at your daughter as... How do you view your daughter? Like a little princess, maybe?
Just about.
Maybe, I mean, a little princess?
Yeah,
no?
I'd say so.
How about yourself, Jessica? What do you think?
It's so funny because she's a girly girl but can kick butt.
Okay.
And so for me... She never wanted a crown. She wanted a world title.
Okay.
Versus, you know what I mean? Like in martial arts and stuff. She always has stood by the strength and power and the tenets of martial arts of being respectful and kind and persevere and communication and everything. So,
but her strength was always her beauty.
Well, the reason why I asked that is because I think... I grew up with three sisters, only boy, mm-hmm. and so I revere her as a little princess here. So I think mm-hmm. we want to bring her in classy,
okay,
like like I think like a horse in a carriage type, yes, princess style.
I think she
so
would like
I
that.
I think we could bring her in on that. And so Tony, what I did, I don't know if you saw outside, we arranged this nice carriage. So I figured, you know, out of respect, out of the family, mm-hmm, bring her in very classy style. I say maybe we bring her in on that, and then you could open the door, and on Jessica, on the count of three, you whistle them in, and then okay, we'll bring in the horse, Paris Bravo. Again, Paris Bravo, if you don't know, she's an actress as well as a second-degree black belt in extreme martial arts. She's done a plethora of great things, from commercials to films, True Nightmares, TV series, Shadow of the Resurrection, Henry Danger, The Cursed Man. She's got some projects coming up, Between Worlds. It's something we'll be talking about, but most of all, she is a dear friend, and I've been excited to bring her on here. So, Tony, I'm going to have you, like you said, open that door, and then
do I need to whistle for him too?
Yeah, no, Jessica, and then Jessica, you're going to whistle. Okay, so open the door.
Broken.
Okay, so go ahead, and you can whistle. Okay, on the count of three.
We'll switch. She opens the door, I'll whistle.
And then on the count of three, one, two, and three. Oh, here she comes!
Yay!
On the carriage. Here he is.
Princess
oh my
wave.
Gosh, here she's coming all the way.
Princess
out. Look at all
wave.
The look at all the fanfare. Woo! Look at all these people. Look, Tony, I don't know if you're proof, there's all these guys throwing roses. Woo! And people like throwing them numbers. Oh my gosh. Here she is. She's coming into the studio on this carriage. She's waving to the audience.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, here she is. She's an actress. Second degree black belt in extreme martial arts. She does her stunts. And she's also Tony and Jessica's daughter. Here she is, my dear friend, the beautiful, sweet, and humble, Paris Bravo! Welcome, Paris Bravo, to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, Paris Bravo.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's
and
home.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Merry belated Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yes.
And Tony, I think you could maybe... They did a little something over there.
you didn't leave your jacket in the carriage, right?
Sure.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Again, welcome again. Paris Bravo, actress and second degree black belt of extreme martial artists. But most of all... a dear, sweet, humble person.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, Paris
so
Bravo,
you.
To the show finally.
Yeah.
I've been trying to arrange this for a while, and finally get to have your fam here. And it mm-hmm. is very, very important to me to have people like yourselves on here on the first show of the season, of the new year, the
yes.
new decade.
Yes.
2020.
To have no other than Paris Bravo and the Bravo family.
I hope it doesn't make you feel old.
It does. Too late. Thanks.
So again, very, very excited. Almost kind of nervous because you guys like fam, and mm-hmm. like it's been exciting. Like we've been talking about this, and then having you finally in here, and then I was like, okay, and then it didn't happen one time, and then all of a sudden it was. This, mm-hmm. But now you're here.
Yes.
So the best Christmas present, or one of the best someone could have.
And right. her good. Birthday is next Tuesday.
Oh,
she turns a big 15.
No yeah. way.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh wow.
I don't want to be older.
Wow.
I don't want to grow up.
So Paris, we always want to start off with the audience with this question. Where are you born and raised?
I am born originally in Orlando, Florida. I lived there for about 7 years, and then we moved out here.
Okay, so now did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in the entertainment industry?
No. It kind of just started out with martial arts and me kind of trying out things. My uh-huh. parents kind of had me in dance. They had me trying to do cheerleading, and then the one thing that stuck was martial arts.
Well, where did martial arts hit? I mean, like, you
my
know,
father.
Your dad. Okay, so you're, yeah. you're Tony, you do martial arts.
I did. Okay. I first started at age 14.
Oh, wow.
And then I kind of took it. My biggest regret was not starting earlier. Mm-hmm. So my promise to myself was that my children would start early.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so Paris started at 4.5 years
wow.
old.
So that's really so you start. Wow. What kind of martial arts were you starting off with?
I started out with Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
And then I guess I kind of had this technique to it, and I guess it just stuck because I started out in just the daycare area because in Florida they would have like these buses where they took you from school and then they would take you to daycare.
Yeah.
And then that's all, it's all there.
Yeah, it's daycare there. Dojo basically. They they pick you up from school.
You do your homework.
Take you to the dojo and you do homework and you
and
train.
Then you train, yeah.
But the younger kids, of course, were just kind of
sitting there.
Yeah,
daycare. But I guess some of it stuck. It stuck to her.
I was watching the whole time. I was like, oh, I want to do that. That's really cool. And then all my sisters and brothers had done it, and it's kind of just been in our family ever since.
So you have sisters and brothers.
I have two sisters and one brother.
I know of the brother. Who? What's the brother's name?
My brother's name is Christian.
Christian. We're gonna give a shout out to Christian. Is that Bravo
what
as
up,
well?
Brother.
Christian Liddy.
Christian Liddy.
Yes.
L-I-D-D-Y. L-I-D-D-Y. Christian Liddy. And then your sisters will give them a shout out.
Johanna and Juliana, or JoJo and Juju. That's what I call them.
JoJo and Juju.
Yes.
Johanna. Wait. Johanna and
Juliana.
And their last names.
Bravo.
Bravo. Bravo.
Joanna
it's
and
a mixed fit.
Joanna. And
Johanna.
Johanna.
Yes.
And
Juliana.
Juliana. Bravo.
What up, sisters?
Shout out to you guys. I'm sure you're just as beautiful as your family. And
yes,
all you guys.
And they're doing amazing at Florida Atlantic University. Johanna just got accepted into graduate school, so she's going on there. And then Juliana is in her sophomore year this year.
Sophomore year working on a degree in social work.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, cool. So it went from martial arts. And when did you get your first black belt? Because I mean, I was going to reveal your age, but you're already telling the odds. You're turning 15. So when did you get your first black belt?
My first black belt was at 9 years old.
Wow.
And
that's in Taekwondo.
Nine. Yes.
Taekwondo.
Well, I think I got
extreme.
I got
it was
my extreme
first.
And now, then
what
I
is
got
the difference
taekwondo?
For those that don't know the extreme and when you say extreme and
Extreme martial arts is more of the fast-paced tricking and doing it to music, and Taekwondo is more of the traditional hitting hard and doing it slow and weapons and different types of stuff.
Oh, geez. And that's
like two completely different.
Yeah, and then when you go, you're just the first degree, and then when you get the second degree.
My second degree, I think I was like 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 11.
Oh, okay. Only 11.
I
was like G.I. Joe's at 11. I didn't have a second degree black belt.
And then she's got about 6 more months or 5 credits until she gets her third degree.
Yeah.
What's the highest? Can you go?
10th.
Oh, there's 10th degree. Tenth.
That's where you're a master. Yeah.
Grandmaster.
Oh, wow.
Grandmaster
at 10th degree.
What degree are you, Tony?
Second.
Second. Okay.
Second degree.
Is it, I mean, just a lot, just continuing to do it? Is that what it takes to keep getting?
Well, I trained and I kind of earned my merits in my training before I went into the military. Then military.
That's right, got it.
Right. In the military, I kind of took the training and went into two different other styles, but it was more for, you know, Uncle Sam rather than tournaments. So I wanted my daughters to do it for all the right reasons.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And then so from martial arts, where did the acting bug come into play?
Well, so after we moved out here after 7 years of living in Florida.
And what made you guys move out to LA? For the business?
Okay.
Well,
so
I have a
for
good testimony
arts.
On
okay.
that one.
Well, for my martial arts, I came out here to LA. And it basically started off with me going to competitions. And then I went to the U.S. Open, which is basically the Super Bowl of
martial arts
of competing.
Oh, okay.
And I went there, and Mr. Mike Chat, he was the original Blue Power Ranger.
Okay.
So he saw me out in the U.S. Open.
Mike Chat. Okay, I was thinking.
Mike Chat.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He saw me out at the U.S. Open, and he saw me competing, and I think I had won like 3 first places, and he saw my technique. He's like, why doesn't your daughter know how to do this? Why doesn't your daughter know how to do flipping, tricking, and all that stuff? And after that, I think we went again next year, and he saw me. He's like, I think your daughter should move out to LA and train at the XMA World Headquarters. And that's where I learned extreme martial arts.
Wow.
And also a mixture of and then ATA came into the Extreme XMA headquarters, and then I learned Taekwondo there. So then he's like, oh, your
ATA,
daughter.
By the way, is the American Taekwondo Association. Yes. Wow. So it's just it's more blending of more styles. Mm-hmm. So you go from extreme to traditional, and it a lot of the teaching, what's amazing to me is that a lot of these teachings and these blendings of styles, these Paris was able to absorb it. And not just Paris, but I mean everybody else with her classmates, they were able to absorb these multiple disciplines
be
all
able
at
to
once.
Make a quick change, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he's like, oh, your daughter's really, really standing out. Like, she's pretty. She's I don't like to consider myself alone. But, he said you should try it out. And I was totally down.
He said try it out, you mean acting.
Yes, okay. Yes. Acting. Mm-hmm. And then I think XMA had definitely changed me because I was definitely shy. As not really because I was competing, but in front of many people. But then I came out here, and I guess I kind of just changed. It made me less shy, and I'm out here. I'm talking to people.
Well, you're not that shy because
no,
I mean
not that, anymore.
That was how we connected. I mean the backstory. I mean we met at a red carpet, and. I don't know what the right term is. I mean, very outgoing, very, very polite.
Thank you.
That's what stood out to me. And I interview, I've interviewed thousands of people and, hundreds of from kids to teens to everybody. And I think it was one time we just met once. And then it was like the second time. And then you were like, I don't remember, you're like, oh, we met or whatever like that. And then I was like, oh, and I just remembered. I was like, oh, this is the same girl from the last time.
Yes.
And then I think the little connect was it was at the Hollywood Museum. And I'm trying to remember which event because I've done
the 80th Batman.
It was the Batman. Okay. Yes. Okay. And then
the one I missed.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then
he's a big fan of Batman.
Oh, there is something coming up. I'll talk about that. Anyways.
Okay.
okay. So what do you call it? We were in the elevator, and then that was when we kind of had a little bit more conversation. Mm-hmm. We're stuck in the elevator. Not stuck. We were going up.
Right.
It was going slow.
Yes.
And I just remember kind of briefly talking, and then we just kept seeing each other. And that was something what I thought really stood out. Probably with the same thing probably your friend Michael stood out. You know, it was just like there was something different, something humble. Was it Michael?
Mike. Yeah, no, he got it right.
Yeah.
Who's that? And one thing I do, I don't know, are we able to talk about testimonies?
Sure.
If
you have a Cliff Note version of it.
Yes, a very, very short Cliff Note. So Mr. Chad, of course, had talked to us about moving from Orlando over there. And we're like, oh, we're just working folk. There's no way we're going to do that. And then literally... it was kind of to the point I needed to put in my, both of us needed to put in our notices to work if we were going to go because school was starting. So we talked to our older children. They were going off to college. And literally I said, I sat in a rocking chair on like a Tuesday night and I said, dear Lord, please give me a sign. I need to know whether we need to start selling things off and how are we going to provide in California, so on and so forth. And VH1 is on, so shout out to Adam Levine, because his song Telephone was on as I'm rocking in the chair, just at peace and asking what we should do. And I basically said, I need a sign of what we need to do. Now, we all know Adam has tons and tons of tattoos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But during this song, which I did not know a specific one, and so as I open my eyes, basically saying, dear Lord, the sign that you give me, I'm going to follow your lead. And literally, as he picked up the phone in the music video, he turned to the side, and it said Los Angeles when I opened my eyes.
Oh, wow.
And I literally called Tony and said, put in your notice.
Wow.
And we did it. And we had the Bravo Bazaar for 3 weeks and sold everything we owned except for the clothes that fit in our car. And
yeah, not bazaars, and we're strange. We are strange, but no, bazaar, like we sold everything.
Yeah, sold everything we owned except for the clothes that could fit in our car and a few token memories, and showed up on Mr. Chat's doorstep at XMA World Headquarters. And the good Lord has provided for us every step of the way, no matter what.
Wow. And that was the other thing, you know, the fact that you guys have a strong faith base, and that was, I think, that another thing that connected us. And that's what I could tell something with you, Paris, was that you just that emulates with you, and you probably don't know it, but it does, and that's what kind of you were a very polite person. And not only
that,
you're very humble and very sweet. You were not. There was a lot of, you know, Hollywood types, and you know, I grew up around it, and you could distinguish it.
She
really
better.
So I was very, very, very touched. You touched my heart being the way you were, and so and then you guys as well, and then we guys, through the course of connecting. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I think people are you're going to definitely make a bigger impact than you've already had, and I think the Lord has a lot of great in store for you.
I can't wait.
So you went. So when you came out here, what was your first thing, really quick, before we cut to music? Like what you,
my first thing, like
your
project?
First project that you said, okay, I think it might be okay. Was there something?
I think there was a bunch of auditions that I had gone on, but I think it was a music video that I first did. It was for.
It was Love and Death.
It was for some band, and they had us come in at like 4 a.m. and I was like, oh, cool, I'll do whatever. My first job, can't wait. And that first year I had done 72 projects, and I couldn't have done that without my amazing parents. So,
wow.
I love you guys.
Yeah, so I'm going to go through a little IMDb here. There was True Nightmares. It's a TV series.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shadow, the Resurrection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
She played Shadow.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like this sci-fi fiction type.
Yeah, it had the Seven Wonders of the World come alive, but as people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Paris was Shadow, and she basically had to either keep the like a vampire slayer and and keep people alive, and was life to other people, and killed the bad ones, and it was pretty cool. So even at a young age, she kind of started doing stunts and weapons and
with the martial arts, kind of connecting the acting to the martial arts.
Henry Danger, Cursed Man. I mean, so a lot of stuff here.
Yes.
So and then did you fall in love with it? Is it what you thought when you started doing it?
Yeah, yeah. The thing about acting is people don't really understand how hard it is, actually. People think it's just you go in a room, they tell you, oh, you got the part or you didn't get the part, when really it's a waiting game, and it's definitely hard on yourself.
Correct.
But with the support system that I do have and how I think I've never had an acting lesson. So I think that where I am right now in the acting industry and how my name is portrayed, I think I'm very happy with where I'm at. And I think hopefully the work that should be coming out soon, it's called Bad Therapy, and Till Death Do Its Part, we're going to be shooting that soon.
Well, let's talk about that after the break. You continue finishing what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. But I think I'm very excited for what's going to come and in the future, and I'm glad with what the work I've done so far should show.
Are you sure you're not running for Miss America right now? Because you got a nice monologue there, nice speech. No. So you know what we're going to do before we run out of time? We're going to cut to a break, a music break. So the guests of the hour, if you guys want to either split this off or one of you say it, you're going to take that, and we're going to introduce this song. I picked this song because not only was she a guest, but I know you guys are friends with this particular artist.
Oh my gosh.
You get that, Jess. So, that's so
you're,
for you.
You're going to introduce
that's
this
so
song.
Sweet.
She was a not only a guest of the guest of the hour, but she also is a dear friend just like you guys.
She's so amazing.
And,
I love her.
I love her. Why don't you introduce this song when we're going to come back more here with actress and second degree black belt extreme martial artist.
I love
Paris,
how he has to go in a deep
Bravo.
Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paris Bravo.
Okay, so the next song that's going to be played on Indie 100 is Let Things Go by Amber Patino.
Family, love you guys.
I love you.
And so, we wanted to pick this out because I knew you guys were coming out. I was like, oh, wait, you know what? Okay, so one more time.
Let Things Go by Amber Patino.
Okay, we'll be right back here with Paris Bravo. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
To let things go, the things that hurt your soul. You got to let things go, let things write on their own. Well, now you know, you got to let it go now, 'cause we are who we are, and you can't change that world. You got to let things go, the past is in the past. We got to let things go, 'cause you are beautiful. You got to let it go. Yesterday is over. You got to let it go. Don't let it hurt you. Let it heal your soul, and you got to, you got to be in the here and now. You know that you're safe right here, and you know that you're not there anymore. You got to let things go, things that hurt your soul. You got to let things go, let things right on the wall.
Right. Woo! Again, that was
so good.
Let Things Go by Amber Patino, who, again, was a guest on the show, as well as a dear friend of mine as well. And I know a dear friend of your guys' as
yes.
well.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. again, if you like that song,
Amber Butterfly,
Amber Patino, check her. Let me know. Email me, tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, that's Let Things Go by Amber Patino. Check her out on social media. She's a great girl and a great person, big-hearted person, as well as her
she's
family.
She's the sweetest.
Well. Yes. Amber Patino. It's AmberPatino. All right. So we are back here with my guest co-hosts, the Bravo fam, Jessica and Tony Bravo.
Yes.
With here. The guests of the hour, who coincidentally happens to be your daughter as well.
Yes.
The lovely, the beautiful, the sweet, and humble.
Thank you.
Actress and second degree black belt extreme martial artist.
Dun, dun, dun. Yo.
Paris Bravo.
I am your father.
Paris, really quickly, do you have any social media? We'll put that up there right now.
Yes, I do. Follow me at Paris Bravo Official, and then you can see all of my other handles on there.
So that's P as in Paul, A-R-I-S, Bravo, B as in boy, R-A-V-O, official.
Official.
Paris Bravo on all social media platforms, right?
Or well, no.
No?
Because that's why I say at Paris Bravo Official on Instagram, and then you can find all the
all
those little buttons.
Excuse moi.
Because there's too much, because there's so many Paris Bravos.
Really?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Really? I didn't think you were that was like the only.
We thought we had an original idea. We were wrong.
Okay. Well, so Paris. Okay, so welcome back. So, so we talked about, okay, from martial arts, and then you transitioned. You had a great. A testimony of how you guys came to LA, mm-hmm. and then you started booking some stuff, and then I think we left off with like the stuff that you're doing now. So you went, so you like acting. Who inspired you to as an actress? I mean, was there any actress that inspired you?
I mean, I love Dev Cameron. I think she's so versatile. I love Johnny Depp. I love Leo Howard. He's like, he was my.
Oh, wait, he was from, I know the name.
Kickin' It.
That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah.
He, because of the karate, I thought I could be on a show like that.
Okay. Okay, got it, yeah.
And then I think as far as now, I think Daisy Ridley, of course.
And then you are a huge fan of Angelina Jolie because she does her own stunts as well. And her roles are very versatile.
But yeah, I think those people are the most
inspirational. And that's now in the martial arts, aside from your dad, was there any that inspired you in martial arts? Or did you just happen to just go into
my father. and then also Caitlin Deschelle. She has been a major role in me being in martial arts. And then also Chloe Bruce. She had inspired me to do her type of kicks, which is like pump kicks. I don't know if you know that.
And high kicks.
And the scorpion kick.
And the scorpion kick and being super flexible in martial arts. And
Jesse Graff for her strength. And
well, she's an American warrior. Mm-hmm. So I think she's amazing in all her women abilities and saying that not just men can do it.
So, that's awesome. So now we go into, you got some projects that you're working on. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a little bit of that. Now you also, the last premiere I think I saw you at, you mentioned you did a movie with, what was the premiere?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. You did a Nicolas Cage film?
Yes.
What was that called?
It's called Between Worlds.
And what was that?
It's out on Netflix right now if you guys want to go check it out. I got to do a stunt underwater. And
I remember.
Yes, and it was weighted down 16 feet. And I think it was a great experience. I didn't actually get to film with him because he actually stopped filming a year before we actually filmed my part, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. So they already started post-production while they were filming my shot. Yeah.
Well, it's cool just to be in a Nicolas Cage film, right?
I know, exactly.
Okay, and then so what else do you got? You got that's Between Worlds. It's out on Netflix right now
with
Nicolas Cage. And what else you got cooking?
I hopefully soon my movie, it just got changed, so there's something happening. Okay. So their post-production is happening. It's moving. It's great. It's called Bad Therapy with Judy Small and Rob Caudry.
Okay.
Alicia Silverstone.
Judy Small.
Sorry.
Well, just footnote Alicia on that. That's the former title. That's why.
Yes, that was a formal title.
And so Haley Jo Osment's in it, and Alicia Silverstone, Rob Caudry, which is absolutely amazing. And he was...
It's insane. It's a dream.
What's the movie about, and what's your character?
My character, her name is Zoe. I'm the best friend of Alicia's daughter.
Yes.
Okay, played by who?
Played by my friend Anna.
Is that Anna Pinyowski?
Yes.
Yes, that is her.
Okay.
And
anyone that knows we're looking on this.
Yes.
Yes, and it was a great experience. I had to... I can't say anything, can
okay.
I? Yeah, you can. I mean, it's a movie about basically a couple that...
has bad therapy.
is going through marital problems. Mm-hmm. And they seek a therapy from Judy Small. And then the counselor is more than what meets the eye. And there ends up being a little of some infidelity going on, and we won't say any more than that.
Oh wow!
Yes, you'll just have to go see it.
So this is all this is all coming out soon as well.
Yes,
hopefully, yes, because there's some movement going on. That's why they changed it to Bad Therapy. So I'm super excited.
Okay, well again, that's super Bad Therapy. Again, you play Zoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then anything else you got coming up?
Yes, till death do its part. I also play a girl named Zoe.
Wait, is that just coincidence?
Yes.
But spelled differently.
Correct.
Yes, because Z-O-O-E-Y in Bad Therapy, and then Z-O-E in Till Death Do Its Part. Yes.
I always kind of wonder about that. Is it like Zooey?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't judge. Name your kid the way you want.
Yeah, so this one for Till Death Do Us Part, it's kind of like an action comedy, and it's directed by a stuntman, Philippe Von Lathan.
He's amazing.
Absolutely. He's amazing, British. And has done a ton of movies. Yeah. And from Gotham to, oh my gosh, I can't even name them all.
Gotham, Spider-Man.
Yes.
Just to name a few. A lot of 007.
A
lot of television.
Yes. And so he is L.A. stuntman that is now turning director for this. Mm-hmm. And so he calls it Fondue Films. And it's a love story of inclusion set in a climate of global warming conspiracy combined with high-octane stunts. There's going to be some amazing, amazing motorcycle chases and fights. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Bollywood dance numbers. And
wow.
It's starring R. Marcos Taylor from Straight Outta Compton, Anita Clay from Paying Mr. Getty, and Simon Ree from Mortal Kombat, and of course our amazing daughter Paris Bravo, and she's going to be doing some stunts and fight scenes and some acting parts, so we're really excited.
And doubling.
Wow. An actress.
I think she's paralyzed from the hips.
Yeah, she's paralyzed from the hips down, so Paris is actually going to be doing some doubling for her as well. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited that Philippe actually asked Paris to be in his movie.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Now, I'm going to ask you this before time runs out. We got like mm-hmm. less than 5 minutes here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
What?
Oh,
no. I know, it goes by quick here. Mm-hmm. What's the ideal role or character or film that you'd like to do? We'll put it out there. And someone that you'd like to work with. I know you mentioned some names. Is there an ideal character, a project that kind of that you would love to do?
Well, I definitely want to get something that is action-packed. I want to be able to do most of my stunts because I know that you have to have a stunt double in some circumstances. But I would love to do an action-packed film that has acting in it and also shows my skills, I guess you could say.
Skill set.
My skill set. Mm-hmm. And also something that's successful. And something maybe that has like a sequel to something that's super popular. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that you know you have like a guarantee.
Yeah, you want a large following.
So you want like a trilogy or something.
Your face is gonna be on something. But I do work hard, and I whatever I get, I'm happy with. I'm grateful and I'm thankful. But it couldn't happen without my parents. So. Awesome.
Well, before I go to my last question, which you kind of know what it is because I've kind of asked you on the red carpets. But as guest co-hosts, do you guys have any? As if the audience, you know, as if the audience doesn't know, so to speak. Any questions for your daughter that imagine the audience wanting to know maybe certain something about her that, you know, they don't and that you know, but mm-hmm. you could ask her on the air for people that wouldn't know.
In other words, a shared experience.
Or know. No, just a question about your daughter, a question to your daughter about.
What's your dog's name? What kind of dog and what's your favorite color?
My dog's name is Rocky. He's a boxer, so
yeah.
Rocky Balboa, if you have seen the movies, you would understand. And then my favorite color is green, and I love green, and green is my favorite color.
Okay.
Because it's what my eye goes to. I love all colors.
Yeah.
But green is my favorite color because it's what my eye is drawn to.
Okay. And what was that? Lot? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh. One question for me.
Oh, goodness. What school do you go to? What grade are you in?
No, we'll go what grade you in.
Don't stalk me. I'm in a performing arts school, and I'm in ninth grade.
Go. Awesome.
And you go to regular school. You're
I
not
go to regular school, yes.
Okay.
Which
and
is kind of a shock for people who are in the acting industry because, you know, kids don't really go to public school based on, like, going to homeschooling and being able to go to set whenever they want to. So, Yeah.
And she had six A's and one B this semester, wow, her first year. So
I'm smart still
girl.
Mad at the
She's a beautiful girl and a smart girl. And before I want to go this on record, I want to say thank you. I'm wearing this thing here. Your cross and the bracelet.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to say thank you on air. Again, it's Christmas, you know, and I really am grateful for that. And for others that know, she got me this cross and bracelet with an inscription
Of
the Lord's Prayer on mm-hmm. there. I just want to say how blessed I am to have you guys, and I'm grateful for
thank
this.
You.
Ditto.
Thank
Ditto.
You.
And so leave off with that last question, okay? So you've been inspired, and you know this show is always ultimately about inspiring others. Mm-hmm. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there? And now becoming a 15-year-old, you've matured since the last time I saw you. But what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
I think I'm going to switch it up a little. I think being confident in your own skin is what I can say. I think that staying true to who you are is what will get you to be successful, and believing in yourself no matter what. I think that I have trouble doing that, even though I'm here talking about it and I'm here trying to say that I am going to be successful. But, you know, it's hard. But try to keep that in mind, because, you know, you always have a hard time with, you know. Sorry. No, but having overcoming mental issues, mental blocks, just shove those obstacles out of your way and nothing can stop you.
Awesome. And we'll leave off with you, too. Any quick inspiring words, wisdom?
I would just kind of piggyback off of what Paris said. You can't give up in this industry. You can go to 1,000 auditions mm-hmm. and not even get a job.
Nice.
A lot of people come from a small town, and they're a big fish where they came from. But coming out here, there's 2,500 other of you.
That's
and
the same
so
thing,
you
yeah.
have to... I guess my message would be, what can you do to stand out and shine and to not give up and have that self-confidence?
And last but not least, Tony Bravo.
I would probably say just Paris's biggest trait that everybody noticed about her was perseverance mm-hmm. since she was little. Oh. And I think that one of the messages to everybody listening would be, as Journey said, don't stop believing. But the other mm-hmm. thing is that perseverance. If you don't want to quote Journey, then definitely Paris was able to achieve by persevering.
Awesome. Well, guys, we actually went over time here, but I want to say it was well worth it. I want to say thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Paris, thank you
for having
so
us
much.
Very
thank
much.
You.
You know, I adore
You're
you.
Amazing.
I love you. Tony and Jessica, thank you guys as well. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. And God bless you guys. And it was great to have you guys here to kick off this new year, kick off
Woo-hoo,
the new season.
2020.
And again, so again, one more time, social medias.
At Paris Bravo. Whoa. At Paris Bravo Official on Instagram. And you can see all of my other handles on there.
All right. Again, so again, check her out. That's Paris Bravo. Check out her new projects coming up. Again, you got Bad Therapy, you got Between Worlds, and then Death. Till Death Do Us Part mm-hmm. coming out. Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you guys for sticking through the years. And if you're just joining, thank you guys for your support and your loyalty. I appreciate all of your guys' listenership. And I'm so grateful. And again, happy new year 2020.
Yes.
Happy belated Merry Christmas and happy holidays for everyone out there. I love you guys. I am so blessed to have you guys all you guys here supporting
yes.
me. And I just want to end off with Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And
True
we
facts.
Are out. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank
Bye.
You, guys.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.